Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, we just returned from a week at Walt Disney World, the Vacation Kingdom. My family and I were there to see the City High Marching Band. 6 days of playing in the parks. And the night before we left, as we were packing, there were tornado warnings and strong thunderstorms here in Iowa City. And when we were at Disney, we walked around an entire afternoon and evening in drizzle rain, just enough to be annoying and a little bit wet. And when we returned, the ground is covered with this white stuff. I think they call it snow. And a wind chill of single digits. In a short span of time, we had seen several different kinds of storms. The same is true for our lives as well. In a short span of time, we see several different kinds of storms. We have a lot of storms in our lives, don't we? And I don't mean the environmental storms, but turmoil. And storms are scary, no matter what kind. What are some of the storms that you are dealing with now? What are some of the storms that are striking fear in your heart? Maybe it's a diagnosis you recently got from the doctor. Maybe it's the upcoming birth of a baby. Maybe it's a big test that you are getting ready to take, like public questioning. Maybe it's financial troubles, a possible breakup of a marriage, the decline of a loved one that you will now be responsible to care for. Maybe you have fear of terrorist attacks or of all the evil going on in this world. All these sort of part of a swirling storm that life brings us fear. How do we deal with these many fears we are facing? We find an answer in the cross of Christ. When we look to the cross, we see our Savior there. Even in his weakened state, Jesus did not shrink back in fear, but let himself be crucified for our sake, so that the very real fears of our lives would not have power over us. Because of the cross, we have confidence in knowing that our fear of sin, death, and the devil have been overcome. Because of the cross, we have confidence in knowing fear is not something that should consume us or dictate our behavior. As 1 John 4:18 reminds us, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, and love is all that is present on the cross. The Father's love for us transcends any fear that Jesus may have, and his love for us should overtake any fear that we have. There is no need for fear. We must recognize that the things that should cause us to fear the most have all been done away with. Sin, death, and the devil no longer have hold on us. We don't need to fear them anymore. Some people deal with their fears. They deal with their fears by avoiding them, staying at home, and not encountering anything that might possibly threaten or harm them. But we're told in the Bible that we should not live in fear. Fear not! It's all over the Bible. For I am with you, God tells us over and over again in the Bible. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline, 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us. Followers of Christ and his cross are not to slink back in the shadows when things get rough. We remember that Jesus died on the cross. The disciples hid behind locked doors out of fear of their enemies until the risen Jesus came into their midst and said, "Peace be with you." We as Christians need to open up part of our lives that have been locked by fear. It's time to swing wide the portals of our lives that have been shut down for so long because of trepidation. Time is too fleeting for us to hold back in fear when so many people still do not know Jesus and are themselves mired in fear of sin, death, and the devil. This Lent, therefore, I challenge you to face your fears head on. This Lent, I challenge you to do those things that make you a little uncomfortable or fearful. Talk to your neighbor who seems to always have a scowl upon his face. Say a prayer before a meal in a restaurant. Make an appointment with the doctor that you have been putting off. Schedule time with a financial planner. Perhaps see a counselor to help you deal with problems that you are having. Call someone that you have been afraid to contact for one reason or another and see how they are doing. Share your faith with your family and your friends. For as the Bible says, and as Jesus himself said to his disciples when he was in the midst of a very fearful situation in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before he was arrested, "The hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed." Romans 13, verse 11. It is time for us this Lent to do away with our fears and to prepare for the salvation of our souls. Christ came and conquered the cross so that we can conquer every storm that comes our way. We must listen to that still, small voice that Elijah heard. That voice that the disciples heard so long ago on a wave-tossed boat on that rough sea. "Peace, be still." And everything was calm. Be calmed by Christ today and every day, for everything obeys him. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.